Aaron, safety-related changes coming to Brisbane Public School are not what some had in mind. Following recommendations from the Roads Committee earlier this month, County Council has approved implementing a new no-stopping zone along the frontage of Brisbane Public School after staff received several emails from Brisbane parents concerning traffic safety concerns at the school. A no-stopping zone already exists across the road from the school. This was a concern for County Councillor Jeff Duncan, who, while supportive of area improvements, said the new no-stopping zone might compound the problem and make it worse for residents, especially without an adequate communication plan. Roads Committee Chair Greg Davidson said letters will be circulated to Brisbane parents to notify them about the new no-stopping zone. Following discussions with Upper Grand District School Board, UGDSB, staff said several other traffic circulation possibilities have also been identified, including the potential for a paved slip-around lane on the south shoulder, opposite the easterly driveway. This would cost approximately $60,000. In response to recent concerns about the existing 60 km/h speed limit, staff said they believe the current speed limit is an appropriate speed limit reduction, considering 70 km/h is the technically recommended posted speed limit. As noted during the road MAP speed management work, setting low posted speed limits in road environments where higher speed limits are technically recommended can be a traffic safety hazard due to the speed differential between drivers that can occur, said staff, in the report. Staff said the recent designation of a community safety zone at this location where fines are increased may help with speed limit compliance. Automated speed enforcement may also be considered. Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.